UFOs. We are waiting for the UFOs.
Waiting for the UFO. This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on. Go, 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 little GTO. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little GTO. She'll give you everything she got, and she always gives you more, more, more. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little GTO. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little GTO. She'll give you everything she's got, and she always gives you more, more, more. She's got looks to kill.
From their latest release, the new Roaring Twenties, that is LA's own 4019s with Go Little GTO. Wow, talk about a nice flashback feel to that song. And the one before that, the Greg Kinn, that was Greg Kinn. Yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow, 72 years old, so I wanted to play some Greg Kinn for you, 72 I mentioned. Oh, Valerie's what I wanted to tell you, what the song was, Valerie. Elvis Costello, I'm going to say by request just because I used to have a loyal listener who would call in and request that song every once in a while, but in the COVID days, he's not able to call me, so I don't get that phone call. So hopefully he hasn't found another radio program to listen to on a Friday night, and he's still listening, and I wanted to play some Elvis Costello from A Whisper to a Scream. And you know why? Well, A, good song. B, in my research, it was, believe it or not, it was actually on this very day, back in 1977, that Elvis Costello quit his day job. Yeah, he quit his day job because he was going to be a rock and roll star. What was his day job? I'm not exactly sure. All I know is that he worked in a cosmetics factory. So wanted to play some Elvis Costello, start off the entire set with some suggested Graham Parsons, a week late, but still waiting for the UFOs, which maybe that's what you're doing. I'm waiting for your request. Yeah, you can give me said request by shooting me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and, we'll go from there. We'll just take that request and hopefully play it on a future show. I'm going to talk about some future shows here a little bit later on in the program. But before I do anything, I play that old-time rock and roll. And then I got to think, you know what? Do you remember old-time rock and roll when it was just called rock and roll? When it was just what was on the radio? Well, guess what? Jay Thurber does. We call him Uncle Jay because, you know, you always got that crazy uncle. And we've got crazy Uncle Jay. And he plays those golden oldies, dusty discs and priceless platters, and he throws in new stuff. I've been listening. So he's getting very versatile in his program. It's called Radio 9. It's each and every Saturday here on WRCT from noon until 3. I blanked out. I'm like, when do I listen to it? Oh, yeah, noon until 3, Saturdays, Radio 9 with Uncle Jay Thurber, here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh. Speaking of old-time rock and roll, Jay Thurber remembers when this song was just rock and roll.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. What is that right? So join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around. Two, three, and four. chimes ring five, six, and seven. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off, then start a rock.
Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old, and I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but we live to tell about it, and we live to do a whole bunch more crazy, stupid shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet with 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. On an empty stomach, I drove over to a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch. Crawled to the back door, slithered through the mail, and I sneaked up them stairs and peeked in the toilet. And I passed out and nearly drowned. My sister Dina pulled me out, and I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. The band that I was in played, the boys are back in town. Skynyrd was set to play Huntsville, Alabama, spring of 77. I had a ticket, but it got show. It was rescheduled for the Street Survivors Tour. The rest, as they say, is history. So I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Ozzy Osbourne. Brand new Rhodes in 82, right before that plane crash. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw AC/DC.
I need you back. And I can't get you back. I want it back. And God can't bring it back.
A band hailing from the Pacific Northwest. That was Best Kissers in the World with their song Picking Flowers For from the early 1990s, wrapping up that set of music. Before that, how about some Thor? How about Thor? I went back to, I don't even know what album I went back to, but I went back to the song Creature Feature. And I'll tell you a little Thor story after I finish telling you the rest of those songs, so I don't want to get too sidetracked, what I tend to do. Before the Thor, how about some Drive-By Truckers and Let There Be Rock? I played that for three reasons. One is it name drops AC/DC and Bon Scott. And I already mentioned earlier this evening or this afternoon that today would have been Bon Scott's birthday. Also, it mentions Molly Hatchet, who I believe maybe the radio calendar will tell me coming up here in about 40 minutes, coming to town. Or came to town. They're going to be down at the Vinosky Winery in Ross Traver. So, that's two. Three, it's a great song. It is the Drive-By Truckers. It is a great song. And then I guess there's a fourth, Let There Be Rock. Let There Be Rock, that's the song I played before the Drive-By Truckers. Yeah, no, actually, I played Bill Haley in the comments. But that song, Rockin' Round the Clock, hit number one on this day 66 years ago. Back in 1955. And what's significant about that, they say that is the day that rock and roll was born. So happy birthday, rock and roll. Thanks, Bill Haley. And hopefully you guys are all rocking around the clock. See, that's what I'm saying. Let there be rock. Let there be a mockster not getting too far off on a tangent. What? There's none of that. None of that. Let's talk about that Thor thing I was telling you about. What is that? Well, I wasn't telling you yet. This coming Thursday, so I don't care which day you're listening to this program, this coming Thursday and Friday, so the encore too, your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, is going to have Thor on his show. Thor called him up and said, "Hey, dude, I've got a new single, eh?" And he really doesn't talk like that, but, and he'd probably punch me in the face. So let's just say let's back up. Let's erase that part, and let's just say Thor's going to be on Courts in Session, and they're going to be talking about he's got a new album coming out. He's got a new single, which I'm just going to allude or presume that Eric Jackson Lurie is going to debut. I could be wrong, but I do know that Thor's going to be on his program this Thursday at I don't know the time, but his show starts at. I think it's 8, isn't it? Isn't it, EJL? Is your show on at 8? It is. If you're not familiar with the show, it's called Courts in Session, and it's 2 to 2.5 hours of new music by your favorite classic artists. That's rock and roll, that's country, it's soul, it's all that stuff, and it's hosted by Eric Jackson Lurie, who, what else should I say about him? I mean, his mom told me I should say he's a nice guy, so he's a nice guy. I can say that. He also thinks I have an obsession with the tanning booth. He does. And apparently, he must have met me in really bad light because I honestly hate the sun. I will implode if I'm out in the sun too far. In fact, the Dead Milkman summed it up with what I feel about the beach.
Sand is hurting my tender feet. The air smells like rotting fish and solar cane. I hate the people on the beach. With their towels and umbrellas, they're so insane.
I don't want to be on the beach now!
Girlfriend, she lies on the beach like a barrier reef, soaking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun. I don't wanna be on the beach.
Beach, no fun! I don't wanna be on the beach, no fun! I don't wanna be on the beach,
That is the Monkey Wrench doing their version of Rodriguez's Sugar Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Rodriguez tomorrow celebrating birthday number 79. The Monkey Wrench, I believe that album actually came out on Jim Kerr Records. So I mentioned earlier from Simple Minds, not the same guy, but I'm just telling you, there was a record label called Jim Kerr Records, and I'm just babbling. Speaking of babbling, Porno for Pyros in there with Tahitian Moon because Peter DiStefano, guitarist for Porno for Pyros. Yeah, his birthday's tomorrow, and he's turning 56 years old. Played some surf punks in there with My Beach. If you're unfamiliar with the surf punks, kind of a short-lived project from the 1980s. Dennis Dragon was the leader of the band, and you might know Dennis's brother Daryl Dragon. Yeah, the captain from Captain and Tennille. Yeah, so I played My Beach from the surf punks because before that, I played some Dead Milkmen. Yes, I played some Dead Milkmen with their beach song because I hate the beach. I do. I hate the sand. I hate, give me a pool, I'm okay. I hate the beach. I hate the sun. It's all about the hate. And it's like 100 degrees out, Moxter. Do you like that? I don't like the heat. No. So I digress. But you know what? Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. And I want you to take time for yourself. And you know what I want you to do? Schedule an eye exam today or tomorrow, but one of these days. Today or tomorrow. That's all I'm giving you, those options. Because you may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, you can visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. This message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health. And, of course, your friends here at WRCT, which is me, the Moxter. Going back to one of my favorite pop albums from the 1990s. It was a little indie album that came out from a band from Indianapolis, Indiana, called Nina Foundry. Album is actually called Last Summer, so that kind of fits in with a summer theme, which I don't have going, but it's summertime, so why not play something? And I'm just going to start off with the single It's Summer Somewhere. Tell yourself this is gonna be
many times have you seen the papers apportion the blame? Taking your money, your mother said you should bet. Who has the fun? Is it always a man with a gun? Someone must have told him if you work too hard, you can sweat. There's always the sun. There's always the sun.
Town hall, listen, the siren screams. blame the color TV.
Track from their Howl CD. That is the band My Little Brother here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before that, the Pet Shop Boys. Probably my favorite Pet Shop Boys song, Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys. He turns 66 years old today. No, 67 years old. Yeah, 2020 messes me up or messed me up because I decided it didn't exist, so everybody's a year younger, but Neil Tennant, it is his birthday tomorrow, actually, tomorrow. Suburbia, the track I played for you. Some Stranglers in there as well. Played just some Always the Sun because I know it's been raining a little bit this week, towards the end of the week, but man, Always the Sun has been out there. Always the Sun, which means it's summertime, and it is summertime somewhere, which is here in the Steel City. Nina Foundry from their last summer album gave us Summertime Somewhere. Guitarist, the guitarist for Nina Foundry was a dude named Carl Bremmel. Carl Bremmel, after he left Nina Foundry, found himself playing guitar with My Morning Jacket. And he's got, I think, three solo albums out. So he's done some stuff. He's done some stuff. Hey, you know what? We are approaching We got, what, about 8.5, 9 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Top of the hour, if all goes well, you're going to get a radio and a music calendar. If you don't get those, that means the Moxster just ran out of time, and he apologizes, and we'll get you one in the future. How about that? So it's just been one of those weeks, and I want to get at least 2 hours of radio in for you. I do want to let you know that it was actually on this day or right around this time, let's say it that way. But let's say it was this week. I like it that. This week, the number one song back in 1977, so that was 44 years ago, was Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. The Moxster got a chance to see Alan O'Day live in concert, and he performed that. But he wasn't actually the artist on tour. He was a member of the Archers, and he during the set, they stopped and let him do his hit. But played down at the 31st Street Pub, and it was Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. So let's just take a little flashback in honor of the late Alan O'Day with something by Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. little twang associated with Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne Eddy from his Twanging Up a Storm, from his Twanging Up a Storm album with My Baby Plays the Same Old Song on His Guitar All Night Long. That's a long title. It is a long title, but it's what I would expect from a song penned by Lee Hazelwood. Yeah, I told you it was his birthday, or celebrating his the anniversary of his birth as today, as Lee is no longer with us. But I want to play some Dwayne Eddy to kind of wrap up that set of music, because before that was Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot with their single Summertime Girl, because it's summertime. You got to play that Summertime Girl when it's summertime. In fact, I've decided I'm leaving Teen Riot as my background music. Just for you. And Teen Riot, I played that one specifically, or just that band specifically, because when Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers was in town, the one and only time in the last 20-plus years that I've been in Pittsburgh, they were the opening band. So I thought I'd play that. And speaking of the Arch Hall Jr., I start off the entire set with some Run, Vicky, Run from Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information of what to do in the event of an emergency right there in the palm of your hands. Find them by searching Red Cross in Apple iTunes, Google Play Stores, and wherever you get your apps. I got a radio and a music calendar hopefully coming up in a few minutes. I'm trying. We're seeing if this can work. It's been a rough week for the Mockster, but let's see what happens after this.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, look at your watch. What time is it? It is time not for the mock. It is time for me, the Mockster, to do a WRCT radio and a WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on around town. Let's start things off with the WRCT radio calendar. Let's see what I can find for you. Hey, don't forget, the Cary Carpool Cinema is happening at the Cary Blast Furnaces in Rankin. Various Fridays and Saturdays all summer long. Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other. With the Blast Furnace as your backdrop, Cary Carpool Cinema presents a lineup of can't-miss double features all summer. Find out more information at riversofsteel.com/experience. Also, don't forget, you can get a taste of Grace. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Grace Jones, the groundbreaking musician, model, actress, and performer. She was unapologetically androgynous. She was theatrical, and she was very inventive. Now, Warhol and Jones, they met back in the 70s, as everybody met back in the 70s, and they maintained a lifelong friendship. Now, this exhibit highlights Jones as a cultural sensation and includes portraits by Warhol and over 30 photographs and dozens of archival items. This is all happening, where'd you think? At the Warhol. That's why right here in Pittsburgh, we've got the Warhol, and that's where it's happening all through November. More information is available at warhol.org. And don't forget, if you're hungry and you like some of those fruits and vegetables and the things that the farmers have, guess what? Lawrenceville has a farmer's market each and every Tuesday. It's from 3 to 7. It's at Arsenal Park. It's rain or shine, so bring your rain gear, your boots if it's raining, because they will still be there. More information can be found at market, or if you want more information, I'll just say not at, just you have to email this person at market@lunited.org or call 412-802-7220. Again, that's every Tuesday, 30-plus vendors, fruits, veggies, probably meats, whatever else they have, maybe flowers and candies and donuts. I don't know. I just tell you that just go down there and find out. That's what I'm going to tell you. Oh, one more thing. How about Martinis with Monet? It's an art expo going on up at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center in Cranberry. It's going on now through August 19th. And now for over 10 years, Martinis with Monet is an exhibit that's been the premier art event in Butler County. Now, the Cranberry Artist Network presents the finest art and artists from the region, and that, is again, is happening at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center on Rochester Road in Cranberry. For more information, you can go to cranberryartistnetwork.com/2021Monet. That is my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details in an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar, let you know some things going on around town in the coming days and weeks and months, and we'll see what's happening. For example, next Saturday the 17th, I believe Popular Creeps are going to be at Woolly Bully's out in New Brighton. I do know that I heard that's happening, so I'm going to say, okay, that is happening. Same day, the Tough Cliffs with a Silver Car Crash, Sleeping Witch, and Saturn is performing at the Thunderbird, so it's good to know the Thunderbird is up and doing stuff. The Lone Bellow performing at Heartwood Acres for a free show on Sunday the 18th. Blacktop Mojo is playing at the Craft House on Monday the 19th. Lita Ford is in town that same day, but opposite side of town. She's up in the North Hills at Jurgles. Also, speaking of Jurgles, on Thursday the 22nd, Blackstone Cherry is playing at Jurgles while Electric Six is down at the Craft House. So once again, you got to decide, am I going north? Am I going south? I don't know. Molly Hatchet, I mentioned it earlier on my show. I did say Molly Hatchet's coming to town, and that Drive-By Truckers show said I have seen Molly Hatchet. If you haven't seen or you want to see them again, they're at the Banoski Winery in Ross Draver on Saturday the 24th. Also on the 25th, I think it is. Yeah, the next day at the same place, Dar Williams is playing. So if you just, you know, set up a tent and stay the night, maybe you can catch both shows. I'm pretty sure security might kick you out.